Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio commentary track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 311, and the title is Grateful Heart. The sticky note reads, "When seeking things for which to be grateful, look not to your head, but to your heart." Here's the story behind the sticky. When you want to count things, you turn to the logical side of your brain. Usually, this is the best way to add things up, to calculate time and money invested, to figure out the multiple of your return, to divide and conquer. But what if you need to enumerate emotional value? Can your brain's logic recognize the sum total of sentiment? Can your gray matter appraise the market price of the priceless things that really matter? When you're talking about gratitude and the things for which you're grateful, I think you're dealing with integers beyond numeric value. To calculate the true value of the things you're grateful for, your brain isn't the organ that should be called upon to do the estimating and accounting. It's your heart. Think about the last time you felt deep gratitude towards someone or some situation. It wasn't a decision you made from cold logic and mathematics. You felt a surge of emotion that you likely perceived as a swelling in your chest, which is where your heart lives. You may have even had such a sense of overwhelming appreciation for the object of your gratitude that you got choked up and at a loss for words. Does that sound like the brain at work? This is your heart. It's trying to express thoughts and words without the mechanisms by which to do so. So the next time you're taking stock of the things you are and should be grateful for, don't forget to consult your heart. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily message that includes a copy of that day's motivational sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio commentary track. I've been recording one of these episodes to match up with each one of the individual daily sticky notes that I do, so that I can dive in a little deeper on the ideas and concepts that I'm scribbling on those stickies. The 3x3 yellow piece of paper doesn't give me a whole lot of space to expand on an idea, and that's what these episodes are for, so that I can share the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.